This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
A lot of people saying, hell with it, take the picks. So you trust it, you don't trust Andrew Berry, but then you trust Andrew Berry. Like, it's not as easy of an answer as we say. Because at the outset of it, it's like, hey, take the picks. You got younger guys. Hopefully they'll work out. But it's like, these are the same issues where, again, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, I'm reading all the stuff over the weekend about, I did. I don't know why I went on a deep dive. I went on like a draft deep dive of 2020. And like, man, how did you? We missed out on Tristan Wirfs. Why did we miss out on Tristan Wirfs? Well, you know, there were a couple of other duds in there as well. There was a couple guys who've worked out maybe at a different position. Did it just not work out with Jed Wills? Watching videos of Bill Callahan talking about Jed Wills from back in the day. You have the best of intentions. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But if you look at the draft history hasn't been that rich. And a lot of people are ready to move on from that front office. But if you make the trade, if you were to trade Myles Garrett to Philadelphia, to Buffalo, to Washington, to Kansas City, for whatever however you could get back. All right, and then you have to have that guy executing the pick, Andrew Berry executing the pick with late first-round draft picks. And so you to a lot of fans, it's a tough proposition. Or, like Lima's brought up, why can't he just demand a fully guaranteed contract? Okay, three more years. Are you willing to do $40 million a year guaranteed? $120 million straight up guaranteed? A lot of fans don't care. It's not their money. Hell.
Yeah, and that's the one hard part about this, too. The Browns, in a negotiation with Miles, what would be their leg to stand on? Because Miles' representation would say, you gave Deshaun Watson the guaranteed deal. We just have the defensive player of the year. We've got a guy that's going to be first ballot Hall of Famer. You've said it yourself. He's going to be going right to Canton. Yeah. So you've talked him up. Why the reluctance to give him the guaranteed deal? So is there a chance they've already offered him the guaranteed deal? Would they have leaked that out? Do you think they would have leaked that info out so that Browns fans would coalesce behind them? Or,
well, if you found out that it was offered a guaranteed deal, as a Browns fan, think Browns fan first, then analyst, then I'm going to get to these calls. If you think Browns fans first, do you think that you would be upset with Miles then if you found out that he turned down a fully guaranteed deal?
I think more would be, yeah.
Okay.
But then it's not about the money. He truly, truly just does want to win.
He does want to win.
Yeah.
Okay. 216-474-0092, because I think a lot of people might feel it the same way. Is it smarter? What's a smarter move? Is it smarter to trade Miles, get the picks, or, as Zach writes, like, yeah, there's a possibility they go to the table and offer him a hell of a lot more money, sign him to a longer-term deal, that there's that possibility. Zach's not saying it's going to happen the way that Mary Kay has said it, but that's what he's putting out here in the Athletic.
Well, just one little point before we get to the phones. Has enough damage been done where even if he signed a new deal with the Browns, would people be thinking this could just be a year? He could just be here one more year? And then if they're not good, hey, it's going to be even noisier about getting traded?
I think it becomes a year-by-year deal.
So that's what it's going to be either way,
yes,
right?
Yes. Because $40 million becomes more affordable next year and the year after. So I think you're thinking of a year-by-year deal. So if you were to get a guy and say with a veteran and then with a rookie, I don't know. Guys, this is crazy, but here we go. Say you go 10-7 and you're a borderline playoff team. Is that enough to keep Miles around, or are we going to do this whole thing all over again? Because now you're battling against Father Time. Now he'll be 9 years in. Okay, how many first-round picks am I going to be able to get for him then? And I think it'll make Denzel happy. It'll make David Njoku happy. These are also big contracts that are really untradeable in so many ways. So you get to keep him around. All right, cooler heads are prevailed. I've been paid. We don't want to go look in each other's pockets. Off we go. It could work out that way, but that's the best laid plans. How often does it work out with the best laid plans? Jeremy and Medina, you're first up on the Fan.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Doing well, Jeremy. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm confident is the Browns organization is going to mess this up some way or another. Because look at the history of this organization. Based off of what he publicly said, you have to trade him. You have to figure something out. He does not believe in your system anymore. Even if you sign him, now you have the task of getting him to believe in your system again. So I think you got to get what you can get for him. And again, they're just going to screw up the draft picks because Deshaun Watson, Charlie Fry. I mean, just guys they pick. Are you kidding me? So I'm not trying to be bad on the Browns, but I'm going off of what they have done for the last 30 years, and it's been lose and make bad choices.
Well, it's
so
been about
what I expect out of this.
Jeremy, thank you for the call. I mean, it's been about, in so many ways for Miles, I think it has been about winning. You've made it publicly clear it's been about winning. I don't think that anybody cares about the pride if you were to sign a big-time deal with the Browns. If you were to sign somewhere in that neighborhood of what Lima said, whether or not that's even possible or whatever, if you signed it, I don't think Browns fans are going to care about it. It's like, all right, Miles is back. Do you think people will be mad about that if they signed him to Miles? If they signed Miles to a long deal?
I think there'd be excitement, again, that Browns dug in and maybe we'll convince ourselves that they showed him a plan.
To put even more pressure on whoever takes over the quarterback.
Sure, of course. But I'll, in the back of my mind, because you know me, eternal optimist, I'm going to be thinking, do we just put this off for a year? Do we kick the can a year on Miles? And if we don't perform this year, which, I don't know, Vegas again says Super Bowl odds for the Browns is only three teams worse.
Yeah, pretty low. Ed in Bay Village, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's been a minute.
Hi, Ed.
Finally got me motivated to call. I think if you're the Browns, you have to keep Miles. And it's for everything that you just said. Actually, as I was thinking of it when I called in and you covered it. First of all, we've covered that this is not a strong draft in 25. So if you trade him and you get a pick in 25, it's probably not that great. Two, you keep him, you keep the fans engaged. You then are, if you're the Browns, you're selling the point that you actually have this, you have everybody rowing in the same direction, you have a plan, and you're going to execute that. We know Deshaun is out, so you focus on whether it's your quarterback at two or you make a trade or however. But you keep.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Keep the plan going. The other thing is you just go back and look at the 2017, look at the first round of the 2017 draft, and it is a Browns horror show of decisions. So you have a player who is a defensive player of the year, could make that again. You have him for 3 years. You keep him. And yes, if things go sideways next year, then you trade him and you're trading for 2026, and if you need to dump him to a bad team to get higher picks, you do that. It just doesn't make sense. Just
I don't think you're in any position though to dump him to a bad team, especially if you decide to sign him or he will agree to a contract extension. Because that's still a veteran that's getting older, that's very expensive. If I were a bad team, and I think most people would agree, if you're a bad team, you're gonna get rookies. You're going to stay young. I'm not going to give you higher picks to get older and still not be able to address the main issues.
But I just don't think you can afford to, just because Miles demands a trade now, that you then have to jump and do it. I also think if you look at how Barry treated Njoku when the demand trade came in and Njoku won, all he wanted was out, they kept him, and he's in line asking for other people to stay. I just think as an organization, you cannot jump just because the player says he wants out. It might be where this is headed, but I think it's just too much upside to keep him for one more season, hopefully three, and hopefully you get it right. You know, hopefully you get this back on track.
Well, yeah, of right now, no, Ed, you're fine, but thank you very much for the call because I want to get to a few other people here on this. It's still prohibitive. The contract with the dead cap money is still it doesn't completely erase all possibilities to do it, but it hurts. It hurts very much. Now, if you were to trade Miles, you are taking a lot of pressure off whoever you draft, because you're going to take somebody. Either you take him at number two, or maybe you get back into the first round and take a Jackson Dart, or maybe even Will Howard day two or something like that. You're going to take somebody. And then you're going to bring in a veteran. You're going to bring in a veteran technically before that, and you're going to have that veteran then start the season and eventually hand it off. If you have Miles, you're in definite win-now mode. So you have to have a discussion. How long does the veteran play before you hand it off to the rookie? We've done that before. Hell, we're going to talk to Brian Hoyer at 9 o'clock. We've done that before, much to our chagrin. And you're in a win-now mode, and so that puts a lot of pressure on both parties. If you trade Miles, it's like, hey, we got time now. And that makes Andrew a lame duck, but you got time and maybe the kid with a little bit less pressure on him, the veteran with a little less pressure on him, we may still have that same discussion. That'd be a great thing. But then again, you're not expected to do very much.
Part of what I'm really curious about is how ugly has Miles made it behind the scenes? We know what he was willing to do publicly over the last week, which was he didn't say any bad things about the city, didn't say anything bad about the fans, didn't even really say anything bad about Andrew Berry. I mean, all he said is their timeline does not match up with my timeline. So far, he hasn't said anything bad about the Browns or the Browns organization. I know we read between the lines that we think right now it's in tatters. Maybe he just thinks the timelines don't match up. like with his window. I mean, every player, they understand how long they think they're going to play this game and be at that level. And so because of that, I do wonder if he has made it particularly nasty behind the scenes. Like he's gotten in the face of Andrew Berry on the phone or in person, and he has been like, you guys are wasting your time. It's ridiculous. You know, then I wonder if they would be more apt to think about trading him.
If he were to make that big of a stink behind the scenes, then I think that, again, Andrew Berry, I don't think, would make that decision. I think that then, again, ownership would have to think about it. Is it healthy for the franchise for him to be that disgruntled, if he were to be that disgruntled? But we don't know that. I mean, that's pure speculation. I mean, this, by all intents and purposes that we know of, this has been a very measured decision here over the last, I don't think it just happened here over the last few weeks. I think it's probably been going on since about December, and maybe even before that, ever since the injury to Deshaun Watson, where this thing was not going to go in the right direction. Maybe that's that possibility for it. But I think it's all been measured. I don't think that Miles, I know that I would like to say he's not the fly off the handle type of guy, and everybody will remind me 2019. So yes, that's obvious, but I would have to think that he would let his representation handle this as best he can. Jeremy in Akron, you're next up on the Fan.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy. Go ahead.
I got a little different take on this. I actually think Andrew Berry would love to trade Myles Garrett if he could. I think he thinks he could get a haul that we have never seen in the league, and he could do some great things with it. But the reason he can't is because our entire philosophy on the salary cap is built on pushing these guys forward in void years and all of that. Myles Garrett, if you remember last year, Andrew Berry actually stated in a press conference that one place the Browns have an advantage over every team in the league is their ability to manage the cap. In order to be able to do that, they have to add void years. They have to kick these things down the road. They have to play, you know, games sort of similar to how Doge would do. You know, Andrew Berry probably said it really
Tone, you said the magic word there.
On the Doge team, right? Because that is what we do. I think that if they could get rid of Myles Garrett and get two ones and a two and a player back, they would do it tomorrow. But that completely obliterates everything they've built as far as the salary cap structure goes.
Well, also, what about the legacy part to it as well? I mean, ego's got to play into it a little bit, Jeremy. I mean, again, nobody wants to be known as the guy who traded for Watson and then traded away Miles.
Right, but you could also be the guy that traded away Miles just in the nick of time before he started to go downhill. Like you guys just said, he's 9 years in. If you trade him now and then the next 2 years he doesn't get back double-digit sacks, then you look like the guy who was smart enough to let him go, the Bill Belichick philosophy. Let's get what we can out of these guys. You got to treat them like assets, not as individuals. As sad as that sounds, as mean as that sounds, these guys are assets to your business. You have to treat them like that.
See, that's a hell of a call. Jeremy, thank you very much for the call, because I thought your ego plays into it. Nobody wants to be known as that guy who that trade on both ends. From what he says, it's like, yeah, how many teams would, if I'm talking about a young team, the Browns are not very competitive right now. And if you're saying there's three other teams that are lower than us when it comes to Super Bowl odds, all right, I imagine they have more cap space. I imagine they're cheaper as they are. If you're going to be bad, you might as well be cheap. You don't want to be bad and expensive.
No, that's
so maybe Andrew Berry's thinking that way. It's like, yeah, I'd love to be able to trade him. I don't want to because of the dead cap hit. I don't want to because of the legacy of it, because of the fan revolt of it. But I'd like to have those opportunities to be able to rebuild the franchise.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.